I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The euro climbed against the dollar as the United States fights to stave off recession. The fall of the American dollar hits ministries in Europe hard. Little Samaritan Mission's Florin Pindicblad says radio is an efficient tool in terms of sharing the gospel throughout Romania. However, without funding, their voice could be silenced.
Because of the economy, our support decreased, and American dollar, comparing with euro dollar, it's much smaller, and all the expenses we need to pay in euro in Romania. For the first time, our broadcasting network in Romania, it's really at a crossroads.
Go to our website if you can help. Next, Kenyan military helicopters opened fire Tuesday above fighting ethnic groups in a western Rift Valley town. The Christian Reformed World Relief Committee asked their staff in Eldoret to leave when the violence was at its worst earlier this month. Teams were cautiously heading back in to assess the needs of people who are still without shelter and other necessities. CRWRC has 5 full-time staff in Kenya. Pray for their safety as they respond to the needs with the love of Christ. And AMG International has a long history of training evangelists and church workers for leadership. Paul Jenks talked to one of the national church leaders in Indonesia whose commitment is being tested.
The church that he's been leading there in Central Java has recently been called to task by the local authorities and saying because they don't have a petition signed by enough of the local residents in their community that they're going to have to stop meeting as a church.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information about organizations featured on today's broadcast or would like to support this radio ministry, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also do it safely and securely at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.